Chat with the Accidental Yogas. This is Joni. And I have to say that this week, the past 5 days, has been an incredible experience for me, only because I've been to a kirtan every day for the past 5 days. It started out with Daniel Stewart's kirtan at Rising Lotus on Friday, then with, oh my God, where did I go Saturday? I'm drawing a blank. It's crazy. Sunday was with Punawasu. Monday was with Krishna Das, and then yesterday was at Ama. And the reason why Saturday will come to me eventually is because I was up all night. I finally got to bed at 6 o'clock this morning and probably had 2 hours of sleep. Before I forget, you just heard Parashakti from WA, and the reason why I decided to start with her is because not only was her song about Ma, the mother, which goes with Ama, who I was with last night, but WA is a devotee of Ama. She's always there for her, raising funds for her travels, and I saw her last night. So I thought I'd start the show with WA. Going back to Ama, if you don't know who Ama is, she is known as the Hugging Saint, and she does live in India, but she travels the world, spreading her gospel of love and acceptance and She raises funds basically for all her projects. And I picked up one of the brochures at the LAX Hilton last night where she was. She had spent the past five or six days there giving darshan, basically giving hugs and blessings, and also speaking with all the faithful and all the people who just wanted to find out all about her. According to this, her charity, Embracing the World, donates money towards disaster relief, empowering women, homes and slum renovation, community outreach, care homes for children, fighting hunger, education for everyone, research for a better world, and healthcare. I mean, that's an amazing thing. She pretty much takes care of everything. So people show up, and I went to the Devi Bhava last night, which is basically the big thing. And while you're there listening to her speak and receiving your blessing, they also have a retail area where they do sell things. And the money goes towards all her her charities. So it's I justify my spending and say, well, at least my spending, my money's going to a good cause. So while I was there, I think I would say that this is probably the best experience I ever had, only because I had a great seat, thanks to CC White, who managed to get me in a VIP area. I was there listening to Amma with two dogs in my lap. It's one of those stories that you just had to be there. I'll probably post a picture on my Facebook page to show you the dogs that I'm talking about. One was called Devi and the other one's called Shanti. Really cute bhakti dogs, as I call them. Then the highlight of the night, besides getting my hug from Amma, was the fact that I got to sing in the in CC White's choir. CC White was asked to sing for Amma, and she basically went around the room trying to muster up anybody who was still there at 1 o'clock in the morning, saying, "Come sing with me." And I was there along with other people. And I have a little note here that CC sent out on Facebook that talked about it. So I'm going to go ahead and read it. Amma's Devi Bhava 6:15:11, giving humble thanks, by CC White. Om Namah Shivaya. Just came from Amma's Devi Bhava and also spent Saturday with her too. I'm full to the brim with Amma's love. Looking out over the crowd in such a loving and completely open way, her soul reaches out to you and it's hard to leave. Also received the unexpected blessings of singing and chanting for Amma, the Divine Mother, this morning, and I bow to the floor in grace and humble thanks. Thanks to Sridhar and Mukti for your constant love, encouragement, and wisdom. To Narayan, Daphne, Christy, Felicia, Scott, Joni Y, that's me, Grace, Honeybee, Tina, Arjuna, Punu, Kailas, Momo, Haribol, Mara, Maura, Sujit, Santosh, Herb Graham Jr., Harash, and everyone else that helped and shared in this heart-opening moment, I am most grateful. To have shared this experience with you was particularly divine. Amma, I love you. Namaste, namaste, namaste. Blessings, CC. It was an amazing thing. I mean, we took the stage or the floor at about 3 o'clock in the morning. Maybe it was after that. It's hard. My phone died somehow in the middle of the night, and I lost track of time. And we sang, and I think I left home right as they were closing the doors at about 4:30, where nobody can go in at that point because that's when the energy starts to heighten. Unfortunately, I knew I had the show today, so I had to leave. So anyway, the topic of this show originally was going to be people with one name, hence Wa. It started rolling into one-word titles, so hence the Parashakti. And then we have Amma. So it's all this one-word thing, and it's. I think I'm just sort of delirious at this point from lack of sleep. Also, I'm the only one here, if you've noticed. I haven't talked to anybody yet. So it's me, one, in the room. So this whole episode is about oneness and making it work. I also didn't start putting this together until last night, where I'm walking the room, and of course everybody in LA seems to end up at Amma's Devi Bhava. So I was running into everybody, and every time I ran into somebody with one name, I would say, "Hey, would you want to be on the radio show today? I'm featuring people with one name, like yourself." And they would look at me like, what do you want me to do? I said, just talk about whatever it is that you do. So we'll see how people call in. Let me see, what time is it now? I have someone who's supposed to call in a short while. So let's see, what else can I talk about until she calls? The Alma thing. It was interesting who were there. I saw people that I saw the day before. I saw people that I hadn't seen in years, including like the ex-wife of an old friend of mine that I haven't seen in years. And the reason why I ran into her was because she was standing beside Susie Shelton from Maha Yoga, and they didn't know each other. They happened to be standing in the token line together and made friends. And so it's things like this where you're surrounded by people and you end up making friends with people you've never met before. And I think that's the energy of the thing that comes from being surrounded by Ama. Hold on a second. Let me take this phone call. Oops. Hello, Yoga Chat. Can I hear you? Are you there? Hi, who's this? Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to turn off the volume.
Ryan.
Hi.
Hi. I'm trying to figure out if you can be heard. Okay, so hi. So I was just talking about the people that I met at Amos last night, that I ran into Amos and invited to be interviewed on the show today.
Okay.
So, in fact, I had just read Cece's note on Facebook. Did you see that?
I heard you read it.
Good. So, I mean, I don't know. It was just interesting how all of this just came together at the last minute. None of us knew this was going to happen, and Cece got the call. I mean, Cece was asked, and all of a sudden, everybody had to scramble to find instruments. Everybody had to scramble to find out who was going to do what, and it was an interesting thing.
Well, it was a great honor. I mean, you know, the fact that Cece was asked. Cece's such a qualified professional, beautiful singer, and she's got such great devotion, and she's got great pipes to boot. You know, the fact that she asked all those people to join her, including myself, was just a great honor to be able to sit and sing for Ama. What an honor. I never thought that I would ever be able to have said that I was a participant in that activity, but at Ama's feet, to do anything to give something back in any way to her and to that community is a great opportunity, great honor.
It was. And like you say, I never would have imagined my wildest dreams being able to sing for her. I mean, granted, she was giving hugs, but I know she could hear us, and she knew we were there.
Mm-hmm.
So while, you know, she wasn't really watching us, but she could hear us, and I think it's just an offering. I mean, it was a great offering to her and to the community. But the reason why I had invited you to call is because, as we know, you are Narayan with the unknown last name. At least to me, for the longest time, I never knew what your last name was. And I have to say that for people who are unfamiliar with, you know, the bhakti scene in L.A., there are few people that actually are single-name people that are very instrumental in the bhakti scene in L.A. You have Sridhar of Bhakti Fest. You have Randall, who opens his home every other Wednesday to people to chant. You have, you know, Govindas and Radha, who have Bhakti Yoga Shala, which is a regular venue for kirtan. And then there's you, Narayan, who opens your home to just amazing kirtan for people who happen to be in town, especially around Bhakti Fest or when people are just, you know, traveling through town. Tell us about your name, Narayan. I mean, was that your birth name, or how did you get that name?
No, I mean, I had a straight name. It was a Purva Ashram name, you know, before I entered into the ashram life. And when I was introduced to my life in the ashram, I went for a yoga teacher's training, and my guru was the originator of yoga teacher's trainings, and he was part of the Shivananda family. He was Swami Vishnu Devananda, and he started the Shivananda Yoga Vedanta Centers in North America. He started in Canada and also in New York and around, and I took it at the Bahamas.
Wow.
And I asked him for a spiritual name after our teacher's training, and I also asked him for a mantra initiation. And we were waiting in line, all queued up, and I went up to him, and he was sitting in the temple in Nassau, and he said, "What is your name?" And I told him my name, and he said, "Your name is Narayan." And I asked him for a mantra, and he gave me a mantra, and the you know, a guru-disciple relationship was created, and it was, you know, a wonderful, you know, coming home, so to speak, you know, of my inner nature. Now, the name Narayan means all pervasive. It's in kinship with the universe as all pervasive, but this is all pervasive in consciousness. The consciousness of Narayan is the consciousness of the all pervading, knowing God. And it, in Hinduism, it takes many forms. Hanuman, like Maharaj used to say, Hanuman, Krishna, Jesus, same. So the name Narayan is the all pervasive.
Did he give you your name after knowing you for a while, or he just took one look at you, felt your energy, and said, this is you, this is your Narayan?
Well, you know, everything is different, you know. If, in my particular case, you know, he knew me because we had done teacher's training, but there was a lot of people in this teacher's training class, probably about 70.
Mm-hmm.
And,
70 at one time?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, there used to be like 50, 60, 70 people in our class.
Wow.
And, you know, this is when there was not a lot of yoga teacher's training classes going on. This is, he originated that phenomenon.
Hmm.
And in order to become a teacher, you have to become a student, you know. And all these students, and we lived in an ashram environment, which was very an orthodox ashram environment. And it was very similar to the Indian environment, which was created in Shivananda's ashram in Rishikesh.
Hmm.
And Shivananda was a great Satguru, who was an all-knowing, realized being, and he did something very unique. In the 30s, he synthesized yoga, which he dissolved the separateness of different paths and created a synthesis of yoga-type practice where a Vaishnava and a Shaivite could unite and sort of do their practice side by side and hand in hand. And the teachings of Raja Yoga, the teachings of Jnana Yoga, all the different paths were synthesized, and at the heart of it all, Shivananda was a bhakta. He was a maha siddha. He was a maha sadguru. He was a realized being. These beings who are able to give so much to the world through their disciples, he sent his disciples to all corners of the earth, and they opened ashrams and disseminated these wonderful Yoga Vedanta teachings, and many, many thousands and thousands of people have benefited. And the way that yoga has morphed today, see, in the old days, like, you know, when Ram Dass popularized the Eastern path through the dissemination of the awareness of who Maharaji was, there was a guru system. Young people wanted to go to India to find a guru. People don't today go to find gurus, they go to yoga class.
That's true.
See? So in the yoga class, they're still getting some benefit, but when they understand that there is a spiritual backbone behind all these practices and their inquiry becomes heightened, then they are, you know, then they follow those inclinations and those paths, those past impressions that are so deep in all of us as yoga students. And there's such an unfolding of the yoga process.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll go to India to find my guru. Right now, the closest thing to my gurus, you know, are yoga teachers, people who actually impart some kind of spiritual knowledge in addition to just the asanas.
Well, Amit is a very qualified, of course, you know, sadguru, you know, and what is her main teaching? Love.
Mm-hmm.
And she's hugging everybody and loving everybody, but her environment, wherever she is, she might be at the L.A. Hilton for a few days, but that L.A. Hilton in her space is transformed into her ashram. Mm-hmm. And in her ashram, there are rules and tenets and expectations of people that are participating, and it becomes a very purified space.
That's interesting. So we were in an ashram last night.
Absolutely. Whenever you're around Ami, you're in an ashram, but she does create an ashram environment wherever she goes.
It is interesting to see how everybody acts. I mean, they're all very respectful, but they all do what they're told, which is really interesting. You know, it's like yesterday we were busy socializing and we kept having people saying, please clear the walkway, please clear the walkway, please do not stand here, please, you know. It was interesting that even if they could see we were socializing, we still had to abide by the rules no matter what we were doing. Even if we were happy to see each other, even if we had just come off the stage to sing, it's like, please keep moving, please keep everything clear. It's an interesting phenomenon being with Alma. And it happens every year, correct?
Yeah, and you know, when a qualified teacher or guru gives advice, it's really an instruction. And when you're clear enough to take advice as an instruction and you start changing and modifying your behavior and changing and modifying the way that you see things, and instead of being cross or angry, you know, when you see the anger coming, you divert the energy and for what it is, you know. And sometimes we need anger in our, we need to recognize anger in ourselves to transform that into unconditional love. Amma is unconditional love. She is a, you know, a person of a great inner experience. And whenever there is a person of that caliber of inner experience, other people want to flock to her. They want to see what she's all about.
It's true.
So without the dogma of a ashram or a an Indian environment, people come to her as a woman. As a woman, she's dynamic because what she has created around her is a vehicle to help so many suffering people. She helps suffering people that lost their homes. She helps suffering people that are poor. She helps suffering people that don't get enough to eat. She helps educate people so they can, you know, in rural India, so they don't have to become prey. Like, she's very against the tide of, you know, enslavement into prostitution that women have to fall into sometimes. So she's helping to change all these things. This is a cultural, you know, phenomenon that is intrinsic to those, to the impoverished, you know, nation of India. But it, impoverished as it is, it's also a land of great resource. And the greatest resource that India has is its history of the Sanatanata Dharma and the Dharma that comes from India, the Dharma or the eternal law, as the definition is. People like Amma are showing by their example that India has such a special heritage. The heritage is a spiritual one. Swami Chidananda used to greet people by saying radiant, immortal Atman, or soul. When these great saints see people as souls. We are all souls. And, you know, under her guidance, you know, like she puts out a big umbrella. Like everybody says, Maharaji sheds a blanket. We're all under Maharaji's blanket, his disciples and his devotees. In Amma, we're all under the beautiful umbrella of the Divine Mother. And, you know, when you have a wonderful leader, it's okay to follow in those footsteps of someone who is so inspired through intuitive knowledge of the truth.
It's just one of those experiences that you just have to go to at least once in your life and be there. I mean, the thing about going to an Amma Darshan is that, you know, with all the people who are drawn to her, either because they believe in her or they're just curious about her, you get thousands of people. And, you know, it necessarily means long waits, long lines. But, you know, it's worth it at least once in your life just to do it, just to see what it's all about. And some people, I mean, she gives darshan, what, 3-4 times while she's here, and some people will do the same thing every night while they can. They will fall in line for hours just to get a hug, just to be in her presence. And it's a very interesting phenomenon. I mean, I had to show up at 5 o'clock, and I didn't get my hug probably until about 11 o'clock at night, I think. And yet I do it year after year after year.
All good things come to those who wait.
Exactly, exactly. And then you come out of it just energized. Like I said, I don't know what time you left. I left at 5. Did you stay till the very end?
You know, I left about 5:15 myself.
Okay, because I mean, I heard it went till about, what, 10 o'clock this morning or thereabouts?
Yeah.
I mean, I actually ran into somebody who was going to be there because his friends were going to get married. Does Amma actually perform weddings?
Yes, she does, and she does it at the end of Devi Bhava in the early morning.
Wow. See, one day I'll have to do it.
There's blessings for children, and then it's really wonderful. The energy is so churned up, and everybody gathers around, and they walk past her, and she throws flower petals on everybody. As in a puja, like a pujari offers flower petals to the deities, she's offering flower petals to all these beautiful souls that are in her presence, and the energy is so stirred up and so alive, and everyone is in a beautiful state of heightened awareness. It's really a marvelous experience. I did it, I've done it once or twice.
Wow, well, that has to be on my list for next year, that's for sure. Just hopefully it's not the morning before a radio show where I have no idea what I'm going to do. So, speaking of which I'll have to cut you off because I'm hoping that other people will call that I've lined up last night, other people that I ran into.
Thank you so much for the wonderful opportunity to share with you, and I thank you so much. It was wonderful seeing you there and hearing you on the radio. Thank you
so much, Narayan. Do you have any upcoming concerts or kirtans at your place?
I do. I have one on Wednesday, June 29th.
That's not far off.
No, it's coming up. It's with Vikasham Prabhash. They're the masters of tabla and sarod. They're from Banaras in India. Mark Whitwell, I think, originally brought them over. Now they tour around, and they're here. They're leaving for India on the 30th, the day after our little kirtan. We also have a kirtan group that's going to perform prior to them. Some Hari Kirtan Jagadish is going to play. And then again in August we have a program, a pre-Bhakti Fest program that's going to be, I believe, on Saturday, August 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a big lineup of people. I usually have a pool party. People come hang out, eat.
Oh, it's the pool party day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully it'll be sunny.
Yeah, hopefully so. Well, sometimes it's overly sunny. Sometimes it's, you know, it's a hat sunscreen kind of day, and everybody sits in the pool.
That's why we live in California.
Exactly. I'm going to go ahead and post the information about that on my Facebook page for the show. It's facebook.com/yogachat. And that way, if people want to go, the information will be there.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. And these guys also, they support a charity to clean the water of the Ganges River that is becoming quite polluted in India. So that is one of their charities. And part of the money that they raise, and we just have people come on a donation basis, but we do ask for a donation, and they take part of that money and put it towards the very, very good work of cleaning up the Ganges River in India, especially, I think, in the Banaras portion.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something that's also wonderful about the work that they do.
That's great. So you get to listen to good music and get to support a good cause, clean up the Ganges.
Well, in the music they do, every note that they play is a mantra.
Wow.
So when you sit and get quiet and let that music pervade you and invade you, and just you float away on this music, and every note is just a hidden secret pearl, and it's wonderful to be absorbed in that Indian classical music, and please everyone come.
And that's
and
June 29th. Well, thanks, Narayan.
Thank you so
much. Good talking to you again. Now you can go back to sleep, and I will, too, after the show.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Goodbye.
So that was Narayan, one of the first one-name people that I have on the show. Speaking of one name, I'm going to cue up some music. The next one we have here is another one-name performer. Actually, performers. It's a group, Mukti. And but that counts as one name, so there you go. The song is again one name. It's Nataraj, and here we go.
Shankara Nataraja, Nataraja, Nataraja.
the air. I have Himalaya on the phone. Now, Himalaya is another person I ran into at Amma's Devi Baba last night. And actually, before last night, I had never met her. I'd heard of her many a time. And she is just well known for her dance, and I'll let her talk about it more. But I happen to be talking with Felicia Tomasco, who does hang out on the show every now and then, and who's recuperating with a sprained ankle. So she's supposed to be sitting somewhere with her foot up, iced, hopefully. Felicia, I hope you hear me. So she couldn't make it today. But anyway, I was talking with her last night, and Hema came by and started talking with her. And then Felicia looked at me and says, oh, by the way, do you know each other? And that was the first time I'd ever been introduced to you and actually been able to talk to you. So introduce yourself, Himalaya.
Hi, Joni. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to meet you, and I'm super grateful to be talking to you today on the show. My name is Himalaya, and I basically I run programs, retreats, workshops, classes, fusing yoga, dance, meditation, you know, breathing exercises, all of it, all these different tools on moving energy in our bodies to help transform us into our most beneficial being. That is my goal. And, you know, in that we find joy and fun and lightness and play. So basically my retreats and programs all, I just finished a 10-day program called the HEMA Wellness Program. And the HEMA Wellness Program stands for Healing, Empowerment, Movement, and Ayurveda. So all the things really I encompassed in my practice, in my own life. And we brought them together in a 10-day program, 10 to 12 hours a day. It was pretty extraordinary. We had amazing guest teachers, one of which Felicia was, I'm going to run the program again on a yearly basis. And there was just extraordinary, amazing teachers. So that's what I do.
You know, it's interesting because, I don't know, like I said, I'd heard of your name. Your name comes up a lot. You have DVDs. You have workshops. And the funny thing is, every time I heard Himalaya, your name, I would think belly dance. Now, is your dance sort of like belly dance inspired, or is this just the wrong misconception?
No. You know, that's okay. That's okay to make that association. Actually, it's Bollywood and Indian dancing. So my family is from Punjab, India, and the dance that we do up there in the north of India in a state called Punjab is called Bhangra. Oh. And Bhangra is one of my main dances.
Oh my God! Awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's so awesome. It's really fun. Super infectious, contagiously joyous dance. And so I infuse that with the yoga, which is pretty extraordinary. Actually, the whole experience it's been just a wonderful journey. And so I have all these DVDs. I have about 9 Bollywood dance and yoga DVDs out on the market. Well, 11, including all the yoga ones. So, that's my main focus is the Bollywood dance, the Bhangra dance, and yoga.
That is so much fun.
Yeah,
it is.
You have to come to a class. Actually, I have a class on Sunday that you are so welcome to come to. It's on. It's in Pasadena at a place called Ila.
Oh, that's Carrie's place.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm the most uncoordinated person, though, so how does that work out?
Oh, this is not for professional dancers, let me tell you, because I am not a professional dancer. It is about us reverting back to being children, 5 years old, that place where we found movement just spontaneously. We were, you know, walking along and all of a sudden we'd hear pots and pans banging or whatever, that internal drumming even, and we would start moving our bodies. That's really what these workshops and classes are about. I encourage us to not compare ourselves to each other. Don't try to look like me. Don't try to look like each other. It's really just about what it feels like, what the movement feels like in our bodies and going from that place. And it's a very freeing kind of experience.
So what does one wear to one of these workshops?
Really basically anything you would wear to a yoga class, you know, some comfy pants, sports bra I highly recommend because some bouncing goes around.
So this is good aerobic exercise too.
Definitely, definitely. But it's not hardcore like you would see at the gyms or anything. It's very balanced with the yoga postures, movements, fluidity of that, and then the breath work and the meditation and chanting. We do some bhakti in our classes where we chant the divine names of God and goddess. And so it's definitely an infusion of it all.
Do you need a yoga mat?
I do recommend having a yoga mat, or you can bring a blanket or something. But because anytime we're on our knees, having something underneath our knees is cozy.
That feels good.
I'm
glad I met you, because now I'm learning more about you. And it's true. Honestly, I have to say that I have a copy of your DVD that I haven't watched yet, just because I always thought, like, okay, I'm going to turn this on, and I will feel like such a klutz and feel so discouraged.
No, I promise you. I promise you. That's the number one feedback I get from the fans and the people that, the students that love the DVDs. They're like, I love that you just encourage us to have fun, and it's not about getting anything right. And, so please turn it on and try it.
And I have to make sure nobody's at home, because that was the other thing. It's like, I don't want to embarrass myself in front of people. Like, I don't want to turn it on, be doing it, and my kids walk out into the living room and say, oh, my God, Mom.
Right.
So now that they've moved out of the house and I don't have any danger of my kids walking in on me, I can try it out.
Oh. Well, that's where the whole idea about bringing DVDs out to people came from. I danced in my own living room shyly and insecurely for years of, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. But what I found most was it just gave me more confidence to be out in the world. Maybe not dancing in the streets, but it just gave me confidence in my own body, and not in the appearance, but in just feeling in my body. Like, I was present. A lot of the time we're running away from the uncomfortable feelings and emotions that are coming up, but the thing that dance does, and movement in general, is help move the energy through our body, move emotions through out of our bodies, so there's nothing stuck. So I just felt more free from doing that. But yes, I did it in my living room, and that's one of the reasons why the DVDs are a great way to practice. Like, oh, yay, I get to close my blinds and be at home.
So where would one buy the DVD? I mean, is it like an Amazon thing, or where do you buy it?
Yeah, they're all over Amazon. They've been on there for years. There's some great reviews on there, too. And also Whole Foods, if you've got a Whole Foods nearby.
Oh, really?
One of my DVDs is there, called Bollywood Booty. It's one of my most popular. It's a great one. That's the one that I was on the Ellen show for just a couple of years ago, and that's a great DVD, really fun.
And Ellen danced with you?
Yes, she did. She's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. You need to
YouTube that somehow.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny.
Oh, that's going to be cool. Well, if Ellen can do it, I can do it, right?
Exactly. So that's the attitude. I like that.
Well, thanks a lot, Himalaya, for calling in at the, a short notice. It's like, what time did I see you last night? Probably midnight. No, maybe not.
Yeah, it was. No, I think it was. It was more like 12:30. It was close to 1, because I left shortly after we met and spoke. And I left around 1:40. So
yeah, it was interesting. I was just running around crazy saying, I don't know what I'm going to do for the show. And I'm just like, you, I could get you. And I'm glad I ran into you.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, I wanted to also mention, if there's any women listening to the show right now, and if you have any sisters that you want to tell this about, I've got a wonderful women's retreat. It's my annual women's retreat called Celebrate Womanhood. And it's on in Ojai, one of the most magical places in the world, in not this weekend coming up, but the next weekend, the 24th to the 26th.
Okay.
Celebrate Womanhood retreat with me, and accommodations and food included. It's just a magical weekend. Just amazing women are coming so far, and I do have some spots available, so I wanted to just mention that. And you're so welcome to come. I would love to have you there.
Oh, cool. By the way, where do you teach? You teach regular classes, right?
I actually don't. I'm constantly traveling and teaching workshops and retreats and conferences and events all over the world. So I'm not able to keep a consistent regular schedule in Los Angeles, where I'm based. I do specialty workshops at Fred Siegel and other various studios around L.A.
Do you have a website that people can go to? to get like your
Yeah,
schedule?
My website is a great place to check out my schedule, and that's Hemalaya.com, Hemalaya.com.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot again, Hemalaya, and I hope to take your class soon.
Yes, please.
I'd
love it.
In the back of the room in the corner.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job. I love the show. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Hemalaya. Oh, my God. Is she, you know, I think if I take her class and I end up looking, having a body like hers, I think it would be so worth it. I think I need to start tomorrow. The Bhangra thing. Oh, my God. Bollywood. Anyway, it came to me all of a sudden who's Kirtan I went to Saturday, and I have to do it just because I have to apologize. Sirgun, Kaur, and Satdarshan. Satdarshan? I think that's his name. They were at Bhakti Yoga Shala, and they're getting married this weekend. I know it's soon. It was either last weekend or this weekend, but they're getting married, so congratulations. She's not marrying him. Sirgun's getting married, and she's getting married at the summer solstice in New Mexico this coming weekend. So to her and her new husband, congratulations. This is what happens when you have 2 hours of sleep. So that was Hemalaya, and so it's time to cue up another song. Let's see. What do I have for you today? It is, Shantala. Shantala, again, is not a one person. It is a duo, Benji and Heather Wertheimer. And I've been fortunate enough to hear them many a time at kirtans. There was once at a Yoga Journal conference. And then they come to L.A., they cycle through. And so this particular one is from an album called Yoga. And it's a compilation of music that was put together by Putumayo. And it was released basically in conjunction with Bhakti Fest. Or it was released during Bhakti Fest. And a lot of the artists on the album performed at Bhakti Fest last year. So this one is called Purnamada. Again, one word. By Shantala, one word. And it's from the Yoga album. Here we go.
Oh, Purnamidam Purnata Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate.
My own microphone up. Hi, we're back. And again, that was Shantala. On the phone, I have Sue May from Bodhifest. Bodhifest is another one-word event. Now it's a one-word event. So it's coming up this weekend, and I'll let Sue talk about it.
Sue, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can
okay.
You hear me?
So... introduce yourself, talk about Bodhifest, and what the wonderful thing it is this weekend.
Great. This weekend, on the 19th, at the Malibu Jewish Center, we're having a really great event. It's Dharma, live music, a little film festival, yoga classes, really great healthy food, wonderful concerts, kirtan, acoustic guitars. It'll be wonderful.
Yeah. So how did this come about anyway? I mean, what's the purpose of Bodhifest?
Bodhifest is a fundraiser, and it originally started out, there's two benefactors. One is a multimedia project on Buddhism in America, and the other is Emerge Global. It's a nonprofit that was started by a young student at MIT, and it benefits young girls 11 to around 16 in Sri Lanka.
So, is this the first year that you've had it? Because I don't remember hearing about this, or maybe I just haven't been paying attention.
No, it's the first year that we've had it.
It is the first year. Mm-hmm. So whose brainchild is it, was it?
Well, originally it's my brainchild.
Oh, nice.
Julie Carmen has been working on it with me. I have three advisors, and she's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was... We'll see what happens next year.
Wow. You know, this is a really ambitious undertaking you have here, because it's an all-day thing, not just a fundraiser for, you know, 2-3 hours, which is what most people can do, in a, you know, reasonably without driving themselves nuts. But you have it from 7:30 in the morning until 10:30 at night, and you have, like, three different venues going full tilt the entire day.
Right, right.
I it's like, wow, you know, you must have been really busy, because I pulled up a copy of your webpage here, and there's a sanctuary where you have, you know, Julie teaching an early morning yoga class, and then you have other, you know, meditation and, you know, Tibetan bowls, and so on, and so a guitar concert, and then the kirtan with Daniel Stewart. And then you also have the screening room, and this is the one that got me interested. You know, you have short films, short subjects, and you also have full-length documentaries, and I could just sit there all day and just watch movies, I suppose.
Right.
Although I
right,
would
you could. You could come all day and watch movies, or you could go to yoga, and you can listen to music, and we have really great authors signing books and speaking about their books. We have an amazing children's program. I really wanted it to be a family day. And, you know, quite frankly, I didn't even know it was Father's Day until literally about 4 months ago. My father passed away quite a while ago, so that day just, you know, isn't really in my mind anymore. Uh-huh. And when I realized that, I thought, you know, I mean, we have to make this much more about family and this day. So we have an amazing setup for children. We have a really special guest, two-time Smithsonian Museum celebrated artist. His name is Venerable Geshe Dorji. He's a monk, and he's teaching a special class just for children on Tibetan sacred art. We have a lot of great locals like Malibu Art Barn, and Peter from Malibu Art Barn will be there. We have another great local, Louis Ira, and he's an author, and he's going to be reading from his children's book somewhere. And then Abigail Howell is going to be teaching children's yoga. So I'm really hoping that people can bring their children. You know?
So what would fathers, is there anything that is, like, you know, geared towards fathers and being a father, or just, you know, the male bonding thing?
But just dads, if you come with your dad and he's your dad, then you can let us know and we'll give you a little gift.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There you go. If you forgot to buy a gift for your dad, take him to Bodhi Fest and he'll get a gift and he'll think it's all planned.
Yeah, well, there's going to be lots of dads there, so.
Yeah. Well, thanks. And also, Felicia's going to be there, too. She's going to speak sometime in the afternoon on Ayurvedic remedies. Speaking of Ayurvedic remedies, Felicia, and your ankle. I hope the remedy works so that she's up and about by Sunday, because, you know, when I saw her today, her ankle was swollen. So, thanks for calling, Sue. And how do people buy tickets, by the way? Where do they go? Can they buy them online? They buy them on site?
Mm-hmm. You can buy them online. You can go to bodhifest.org. So it's bodhifest.org. Mm-hmm. And go to the donations page. Or you can go to Eventbrite, which a lot of people know about Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. And then put in Bodhifest and search for Bodhifest, and it'll come up tickets. Tickets, general tickets, are $45. And once you get in, everything is included in that $45. The only thing you really will need to buy is some food and, you know, some refreshments for yourself. Mm-hmm. We have two really great kosher food trucks. At night, we have amazing vegan food for sale, and fresh lemonade, fresh orange juice, a really great local tea house in Santa Monica and Pasadena's Bird Pick is going to be there selling tea. I mean, this is really about community as well. We have a lot of local people participating.
Yeah, but is it more of a Buddhist type of slant to it, or it's just yoga for everybody? You know, you don't have to be
You don't. You don't have to be a practicing Buddhist. You know, Buddhists do not proselytize. The reason it has kind of a Buddhist foundation or slant to it is because one of the of the beneficiaries is a project about Buddhism in America. Mm. I've been a Buddhist since 1986, so. You know, I recruited a lot of the Dharma teachers and yoga teachers and several of the filmmakers. So it has, you know, a Buddhist feel to it because that's the world that I know. So that's kind of what I pulled from.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not necessarily for Buddhists. I mean, there's people who are there. The theme of the day is enlightenment. You know, what does that word mean? It's enlightenment is a word like success or love. Right, it has as many different meanings as there are minds to perceive said word. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a day for everybody. It's a day to come and enjoy, you know, Malibu. I mean, who doesn't love Malibu?
I know,
right?
Really.
Who doesn't doesn't want to go to Malibu?
And, you know, and this is not happening, I have to say, this is not happening on the weekend where they're going to shut down the 405 and PCH will turn into the dreaded traffic jam. This is way before that. It should be beautiful. The drive will be beautiful. The day will be beautiful. If it's anything like it is today, it's going to be a wonderful day.
And it's at the Malibu Jewish Center. It's amazing. Rabbi Judith has been 100% behind the project, and she's wonderful. And we're honored to be having the Bodhi Fest at the Jewish Center. It's a beautiful venue. We have a beautiful lawn for the children to play on. And we're lucky to be there.
And it's near Pepperdine, by the way, if you want some general idea of where in Malibu it is, because as we know, anybody who's driven down PCH, it's 26
right.
miles of, like, you know, whatever their signboard says. So it's
right.
it's near Pepperdine.
Yeah, it's in the middle of Malibu. So if you're driving up PCH or if you're coming over Malibu Canyon, you know, it's just north of Pepperdine. In fact, it's only literally a few hundred yards north of Pepperdine. So it's a beautiful venue. And we have some great, great film. These are quality films. And most of these films were curated by Julie and I.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie has been an amazing blessing. And she's a yoga therapist and a psychotherapist. And also she was an actress for many years while she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she's old.
She and I are about the same age.
She's young
so.
And vibrant. She's
yeah.
and vibrant and that absolutely beautiful, the most beautiful soul. And you're going to have a good day.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. I definitely am. I mean, I haven't figured out yet what I'm doing on Sunday, but I'm going to make sure I carve out a large part of my day to spend some time there.
Right.
So.
Wonderful. And the Dharma teachers are great. Even if you don't know anything about Buddhism, that's okay. You know, you can come, you can listen, or you can just go to films, or we have some really great teachers. We have Ronald Alexander is going to be there. Tulku Orjen Tunsuk, he's a Tibetan teacher from Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to teach about the meaning of Om Padme Hum, which is the Dalai Lama's mantra, the mantra of compassion. You know, like you said before, Felicia's going to be at the Temasco.
Yeah.
We have Jane and Peter Schneider, who are amazing teachers. They're Zen teachers. They started Beginner's Mind Zen Center in Northridge. So this is really a Southern California group
yeah.
of people that are coming together, and nobody's being paid. Everybody
wow.
is coming is donating their time, their energy, their wisdom, their talent. Robert Sturman, who you may know,
yes.
A really fantastic monarchy. Here in Santa Monica, a photographer and artist.
Mm-hmm.
He's donating for the auction, and he'll have a piece of work up for sale. So there's a lot going on. There's enough to keep you interested for quite a while.
Yeah, even more reason for people to go because, you know, like you say, it's being donated by people. Nobody's making money off of this. All the money is going to the cause. So why
Perfect.
Not do it? Because it's, you know where your money's going.
And I wanted to create a day that it was about altruism, to be an altruistic day, so that the people who are the participants, you know, the Buddhist teachers, the yoga teachers, the artists, the authors, are also the ones benefiting. You know, it's about generosity. Generosity is a huge component of Buddhism, and hopefully, when you leave the Bodhi Fest, you'll want to go out and be generous to somebody else, whether it's
nice.
Your time or your energy or your wisdom, you know?
Yeah, nice. Now, that totally folds in with my whole AMA experience and, you know, how giving AMA is. So thanks again, Sue. I look forward to it. It's going to be a really good learning experience for me because there's a lot about Buddhism that I don't know. I'm looking forward to this, definitely.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you very much. It was an honor to be on your show.
And thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was Sue May of Bodhi Fest. And who wouldn't want to spend a weekend in Malibu? And then you can go stalking celebrities afterwards, I suppose, on the beach if you want to afterwards. But no, go to Bodhi Fest first and then do the stalking later. So anyway, I'm looking at the time, and I think I'm over my hour, but I've always wanted to turn this into an hour and a half show, so we'll see how this goes. Maybe I'll hit an hour and a half today. So along with Bodhi Fest, which is going on this weekend, I'm going to do a quick rundown of what else is going on starting tonight. Tonight, for some strange reason, a lot of things are happening tonight, and I don't know why. Wednesday, today, actually going on right now at Kathmandu Boutique in Santa Monica on Lincoln Boulevard, just north of Pico, is their open house. And it went from 11 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, although it's more like until everybody is just so tired they have to go home and Rena has to clean up. Rena is holding her open house. And so that is, she cooks, she's Nepalese, and so she cooks Nepalese food, serves it to people just out of the kindness of her heart. She gives it to people. Musicians show up, they play outdoors, play their music outdoors, and it's just a big party that goes on down there. 6 p.m., there's this yoga and wine tasting event called Wine Down Wednesday at the W Hotel in Westwood. Carrie Janelle is teaching that. In fact, you probably heard her name mentioned earlier by Himalaya. She's associated with the Ila Yoga place in Pasadena, where Hema will be teaching. At 6 to 7 p.m. is the yoga class, and then 7 to 9 is wine tasting. Now, there's a charge for the wine tasting, but it's discounted if you take the yoga class. And I think they request an RSVP just so they can do headcount. It's RSVP LA events at whotels.com. Again, that's tonight, the W Hotel in Westwood. Also starting tonight, like I was talking about the wonderful weather, Beach Yoga Summer Camp with Aaron Reed starts tonight in Venice Beach. It's where Rose meets the ocean, 7 p.m. It's pretty much every week, although it alternates between Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and it's not a regular alternate pattern. You have to go to the Facebook page and get the exact schedule, or go to class and they'll tell you when the next class is. So that's Beach Yoga Summer Camp with Aaron Reed. Do a Google search and you should find that. Also, one last thing, tonight, 9 p.m., the Luminaries are having their CD release at Zanzibar in Santa Monica. It's on Arizona and 5th. And strangely enough, or coincidentally enough, the name of the album is One. So that ties in with my topic today. How strange is that? Okay, so here we, let me see what I have here. Thursday. I picked this up, this flyer. Of course, I can't remember who gave this to me, so my apologies if I forgot your name. It's Live Kirtan, Thursday nights at the Unitarian Universalist Community Church of Santa Monica, 1260 18th Street. It's every Thursday night from 8 to 9:30 p.m. It's a oneness evening, supporting our personal experiences with the divine, live devotional music, and the oneness blessing. It's a suggested $10 donation. Once I find out who this is with, I'll post it on the Facebook page. Saturday, 7 p.m., sorry, at Kula. It's a Forgotten Dream Project fundraiser with Lizbeth Scott. The Forgotten Dream Project provides micro loans to women to help, actually it's a micro grant to women to help them take their first step towards fulfilling their dreams. Sounds awesome. It's another thing about giving. We're all about giving today, aren't we? 7 p.m., it's another Premoksha Ayurveda workshop and sacred music evening at Peace Yoga in downtown L.A. That's on Main Street by 9th. It's Sherry Ray, Sheetal Narsai, I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, and Kirtan with Arvind and Kailas. Arvind Chitamala is the mind behind the Moksha festival coming up in August. 8 p.m., Bolt at Bhakti Yoga Shala, the Breath of Life Tribe. They're going to be having, they're going to be performing there. 9 p.m., oh, okay, so here's the deal, Saturday. Saturday's a big day for me. I've mentioned it before. It's the City Yoga Yogathon. It's this weekend, this Saturday, June 18th, and I will be participating in it. It's 12 hours of yoga meditation and everything yoga-related, including chanting, and City Yoga in West Hollywood. Now, for the most part, people who've signed up, pre-signed up, are doing the yogathon, but the kirtan at 9 o'clock with Daniel Stewart is open to anybody who wants to come chant with us and, you know, show your support. And while we are done and tired from doing 12 hours of yoga, I'm still looking for people to sponsor me. I hate to do the shameless plug, but somebody's got to do it. I have a link. It's firstgiving.com/fundraiser/Joni-Young/cityyogas2011. I know, it's really long. Again, it's on the Facebook page. That's a great place to put stuff because it's just easier for me to put it there than to call read it over the air. The Facebook page is facebook.com/yogachat. I'm trying to think what else I have going on here. Sunday. There's Bodhi Fest. Also, 3 p.m., Jade Apple is having an open house with, I believe it's a yoga class with many teachers, and they're having facials and Reiki sessions and snacks. So it's another feel-good day. Jade Apple's in North Hollywood. And 6 p.m., another pre-moksha event. This one's in Yogadesha. This one is in Topanga. It's a breathwork and sacred music event with Dana Mondello and Olaf Hartman. I need to find out who they are because I don't know them. And maybe on my way back from Topanga. I don't know if I can make that, but we'll see what we can do. I'm known to try to be in many places at the same time. So anyway, I think that's it for the show. I want to thank all the people who so graciously called in on the last minute notice. Narayan and Himalaya and Sue May of Bodhi Fest. So until next week, let's cue up the last song for the show. It is, as I as everything else, a one-name person who is Girish. He does have a last name, but he basically goes by just Girish. And the song is Hanuman, and it comes from the Reveal album, which is one of his earlier ones, and I love this album. So until next week, this is Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist. Goodbye.
Shri Ram Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram. Ram Ram Sita Ram. Jaya Bajarangi Hanuman. Shri Ram Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram. Ram Ram Sita Ram. Jaya Bajarangi Hanuman. Jaya Hanuman Gyan Guna Sakara. Jaya Kapisha Tihon Loka Ujaka. Ram Duta Atulita Baladam. Anjani Puta Pavana Sutanam. Mahavira Vikrama Bajarangi. Kumati Nivara Sumati Kesam. Kanchana Vara Viraj Suresh. Kandana Atta Vajra Odvaja Viraje Kande Munja Jane Usaje Shankara Suvana Keshari Nanda Deja Pratapa Mahajagavanda Vidyavana Kuniyati Chatur Rama Karja Kari Veko Atur Prabhu Charita Suni Veko Rasi Rama Lakana Sita Mahavasi Aram Shri Rama Jai Rama. Janaki Jai Jai Ramananda Jai Janaki Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sri
ಅಷ್ಟ ಸಿದ್ಧ ನವ ನಿದ್ದಿಕೆ ದಾತ ಸರದೀನ ಜನಕಿ ಮಾತಾ ರಮನ ಸಾಯನ ತುಮರೆ ಪಾಸ್ ಸಾಧಾರ ಹೋ ರಘುಪತಿ ಕೆ ದಾಸ ತುಮರೆ ಭಜನ ರಮಕೋ ಭವೆ ಜನ್ಮ ಜನಕ್ಕೆ ದುಃಖ ಬಿಸರಾವೆ ಅಂಧಕಾರ ರಘುಪತಿ ಪುರ ಜಹಿ ಜಹನ್ ಜನ್ಮ ರೆ ಭಕ್ತ ಕಹಾಯೆ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ಜಯ ಬಜರಂಗಿ ಧಾರೆ ಅನುಮತ ಸೆ ಸರ್ವ ಸುಖ ಕಾರೆ ಸಂಗ ತಾರೆ ನುಚೆ ಸಬ ಪೀರ ಜೋ ಸುಮೇರೆ ಅನುಮತ ಬಲ ಬೀರ ಜೇ 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 ಹನುಮಾನ ಗೋಸಾಯಿನ್ ಕೃಪಾ ಕರಹು ಗುರುದೇವ ಕಿ ನಾಯನ್ ಯಶದ ಬಲ ಬದ ಕಾರ ಜೋ ಈ ಚುಟಿ ಬಾಂಧಿ ಮಹಾ ಸುಖ ಹೋಯಿ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ಜಯ ಬಜರಂಗಿ
ಜಾ